It's 6:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Two Democratic candidates for governor took the debate stage Thursday night ahead of the party primary. U.S. Senator Michael Bennet argued the future of American democracy is at the state level, where he could use his experience.
I don't think the state government has done very much to solve our housing crisis, to solve our child care crisis, to solve our health care crisis, to solve the fact that for the first time in a generation, businesses are moving out of our state.
Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser pointed to his experience suing the Trump administration and argued his opponent should stay in Washington.
When you ask what's best for Colorado, look at the experience. I've had executive experience at the state level now for 8 years. I know our state government inside and out, have plans on everything from public safety to water to working with Indian tribes. Michael Bennet knows the Senate inside and out.
The primary is June 30th. You can hear the debate again at 9 this morning and online at krcc.org and cpr.org. The state legislature passed a bill yesterday allowing Coloradans to sue federal immigration officers in state court over alleged constitutional rights violations. It now heads to the governor's desk. Under the bill, lawsuits would have to be filed within 2 years of the alleged incident. Supporters say the measure would create a legal pathway for challenging misconduct by federal immigration authorities. The measure is in response to the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. Civic Center Eats is back in downtown Denver starting May 13th. Bannock Street and Civic Center Park is open every Wednesday and Thursday for a rotating lineup of more than a dozen food trucks. The season runs through mid-October, featuring both longtime favorites and emerging food entrepreneurs. Organizers say most of the trucks are female or BIPOC owned and support job training programs, youth musicians, and composting efforts. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr.